Yeah, the Gemara is so, but the Chur, it's the exact same kasher again. Try the Gemara v'chosrei. But when you start using the peris, it's going to go down deep. The bor yutfachim deep. It'll be again, it'll be away from the marfes. It'll have to use it only b'shoshal. So again, it'll be a riot to Shmuel. And so the Gemara v'tivlo. We're talking about the peris atevel. Tevel means the pshat, you did not take off trumas amaisus. Therefore, it's like muksa. You're not going to touch it on Shabbos. So for sure, these peris, the level will stay the same level those Shabbos. So now, since it's mamish equal level with the Bnei Rafeset, it's like a pesa for them. That's why they have the right to use it. So tomorrow, Deka Naima, bring your rye. We're also talking about now that this bor is filled to the top of the rim with a dover hamuksa that you cannot touch on Shabbos. Tiktoni dumi du sela. Because it says, chuya sabor via sela. Shema mina. Just like a sela, stone is muksa, not allowed to use a stone on Shabbos. Hu adin. This, the bor is filled up with a dover hamuksa. Fred Gemara now. What do I have to have two cases for? Of course, the exact same case of bor and a sela. So the more tzricha, no, I have a chiddush here. The yashmin and sela, if you tell me the chiddush of a sela, that means a stone, the lekala migzer. There is no gzera, maybe you'll come to use it up, like make it lower. Avol bor, but they're saying now this bor that's filled up to the top with peris. Ligzer. Let's be goyzer, let's make exer that should be also to use it for Nebra Feses, even now that there's a double muksum, that the peris are tevel, valzimne demalye peris musakonim. Maybe sometime the bor will be filled up to the top of the rim with peris that are edible on Shabbos, and then it'll be also because we should be afraid to come to use the peris on Shabbos, and the level will go down, is tzricha that we don't make this gzerim. Since right now the bor is filled up with peris that are muksa, are tevel, therefore, we don't make the gzera. So, I, Obazor, let it just say the case of bor, not the case of sela. That's what we have to say, zuvi and sarach leim azukatoni. But I call upon him, first it says the partial case of sela, and then it says this chiddush of bor that we don't make the gzera. So, right, we have no raya to Shmuel or to Rav. So, the Gemara Torah Shema, come and bring another raya. Anshe chotzer v'yanshe aliyah sheshachu. You have the people living downstairs in the chotzer, and people living upstairs in the attic, that they did not make an Erev together, sheshachu v'loy irvu, is anshei chotzer mishtamshim b'yasara tachtoinim, v'anshei aliyah mishtamshim b'yasara helyoinim. The poshut this means that there's the mechitza, there's the wall, that the bnei aliyah climb up. How do they climb up? True, they have the ladder there. So there's a chotzer, and then there's like a double story of apartment, that they live on the top story. Now there's a wall there. Now let's say you have a porch or something sticking out of the wall, like a projection from the wall that you could put things on. So we say, if it's projected higher than Yutfachim, then it belongs to the Bnei Aliyah. Let's say it's lower than Yutfachim, then it belongs to the Bnei Chotzer. Yeah, that's what we say now. Biasara tachtoinim on the bottom, ten tfachim, it belongs to the Anshe Chotzer. V'yanshe Aliyah mishtamshim biasara halyoinim. Ketzad, ziz yoytzim nakoysel. You have some wood projecting like a porch coming out of this wall. Is lamatim yesor, if the porch comes out less than yutfachim off the ground, lechotzer. Because then that's easy tashmish for the chotzer, they have a right to use it. Lamalam yesorim, let's say it's more than 10 tfachim that projects out of the wall, higher than 10 tfachim, then laliyah. Then we say it belongs to the people living in the attic, in the top thing. Al koparim tzadiyik, hode b'nei oser. Let's say if this chotzer, if this attic, if this porch comes out, these beams come out, mamish punk smack in between, which means it's 10 tfachim higher than the chotzer, and it's 10 tfachim lower than the bnei aliyah, mashmitz oser. So who is the raya to Rav? That even though the top people use this porch b'shulshul by lowering it down, and the bottom people in the chotzer use it b'zrika throwing it up, still we say it's equal use, and it's also zelzeh, to kashan shmuel. We're talking about this wall is exactly 19 tisha asraskinin. It's 19 tfachim tall, this wall. Now, viziz yoytrimenu, and a projecting of beam comes out of it. Is lamatam yasar, it's less than yutfachim high, this beam, is lezeh bepesach, lezeh beshulshul. So for the bnei chotzer, it's less than 10 tfachim away. That's called pesach, that's an easy use, like a door. For the top people, since it's more than yutfachim away from them, it's called bishul, so they have to lower it down. That's hard. Mashenken lamalam yasar, let's say it projects 10 tfachim off the ground, then lezeh bepesach. it's 10 tefachim away. It's less than 10 tefachim away from the Bnei Aliyah. So for them, it's easy use. It's called like a Pesach. Ulizeb is Rikam. Mashenkin for the Bnei Chotzer to use it, since it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it's harder for the Bnei Chotzer to use it. Therefore, we say it belongs to the Bnei Rafesis. So Melo, there's no raya either to Rabbi or to Shmuel. There's a portion of the case that Zeb a Pesach or Zeb is Rikam. We give it to the one that has the Pesach. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Shtei Gezuz Torius. We have a case of two Gezuz Torius, those like two porches, sticking out over a river. Or Shnei Gezuz Torius, it means you have a house that's right near the river, and it has a porch sticking out of the house that's over right above the river. Now, Zula Malam Izu, there are two porches sticking out of this wall, and one porch is higher up than the other porch, and they're not directly one above the other, it's a little bit away. Is Zulamala Mizu is also Lel Yoinov Loy Osl Tachtoina. You made a tikkun that from the top porch you're allowed to schlep up the water from the river down up to the top porch. For the bottom porch they did not make this tikkun. Now the tikkun is, we'll see later on, the tikkun is, like Rashi brings down here, is that really it's Osr because the river is a Carmelis. And your porch, since you're yutfachim off the ground, and it's normal rochiv dalad by dalad, it's called rishus yochid. So you are not allowed to schlep up the water from the nor of the Carmelis into your rishus yochid. So the Rabbanan gave you a heter here, a kula, that are on your porch, hollow out in the middle a mokim dalad by dalad. Let it be dalad tfachim and dalad tfachim, hollow out that mokim. Now either on top of this mokim or right underneath it, right below it, make mechitzas yutfachim. If you have mechitzas yutfachim, we say good achis over water. By b'mayim, we always say kula that these mechitzas go down. Good achis means the mechitzas, 10 tefachim high mechitzas extend all the way down to the river, as if this rishus yochid goes straight down to the river. So now you put your bucket through the hole that goes straight down, and it's called you're schlepping up the water from the rishus yochid onto your rishus yochid, which is mutter. So that's the eitzah to make a tikkun, that from the top porch you made a hole dalal by dalal and you have four mechitzas around it, and those mechitzas, like good achas, go straight down to the water. So it's mutter to schlep the water up from the upper porch. Mashenken v'loy oslo tachtoina. The people living on the bottom porch, they did not make this tikkun, and they did not hollow out the mokum on their porch in the middle dalal by dalal tfochim, and they did not make any mechitzas gevoya yutfochim. Now the locher is shteim asuris. They're both also to use even the top porch. Cannot use that porch to schlep up the water from it. Ad sheyarvu, until they make an arubah chatzeres together. Now the kasher is, why does the bottom people ask for on the top people? Lechura, the top people, how do they use it? They use it b'shulshul. They just have to lower down the bucket to fill it up. Mashenka, the people on the bottom chotzer, how did the bottom gezuz torius in the bottom porch, how are they going to throw their bucket to get it onto the top porch and then get it down that hole in the middle of the porch? The first they have to do is rikam. First they have to throw their bucket up to the top porch and then make a shulshul. So according to Shmuel, zeb is shulshul, zeb is rikam, we give it to the people that are b'shulshul. So why do we say that top people are also to use it? Because the bottom people have a right to use it also. What do I care if the bottom people use it? But the bottom people use it only bezrika, and the top people use it b'shulshul. And according to Shmuel, any time we have zeb b'shulshul b'zeb bezrika, we give the reshus to the people that have the easy use of b'shulshul. Now the Gemara Amar Avada Barava b'boyim b'nei tachtoina derech aliyah l'malis. We're talking about here in the Kimto, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that really they were shutfis together. When they build this porch, or when they made their tikkun on the top porch, the Bnei Tachtoina also were mishtatef to make the tikkun. So the bottom people have a right to use the top porch also. They were shutfis. Now we're not talking about that they're standing on their bottom porch and they take their bucket and throw it up to the top porch and then lower it down through the hole. We're talking about, no, the people walk upstairs to the top porch, and then from the top porch they lower down their bucket. So Lamai says, since these two people, both Rishuyas, have a right to use the top porch, the people living downstairs and the people living upstairs, and they did not make an Aruvah Chatzeres together, therefore it's also for both of them to use to schlep up the water from the top porch, like lower the bucket down to schlep up the water. Because it's as if that's the Rishush L'Shneim, and they want to carry the water into the house, that's also to carry the water from this Rishus into the house, obliged to examine the Rabbanan, maybe you come to carry from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochim. That's why it's also for both of them to use the top porch, because the modern people, mamish, walk up to use the top porch. So therefore, it's no raya to Rav or to Shmuel.
Abayi, Rav Abayi gives another teretz, kagoyin dekaimin b'toich asor dadodi. We're talking about the bottom porch is not yutfachim lower than the top porch. No, fakert. The kaimim b'toich asor dadodi. They're both in the same 10 tfachim. So the bottom porch is less than yutfachim away from the top porch. Therefore, it's very easy to use the top porch. That's why the bottom people ask on the top porch. So the more of loymi boy koma, loymi boy also tachtoina. Not only if they made the tikkun on the bottom porch, and they did not make the tikkun on the top porch, the asirin, that now when the people on the top porch want to use this tikkun to lower it down into the bottom porch, that they'll make it also on the bottom porch, because as if two people have a right to use it. Kivon the begoy yuda dodi kaiminom is asra nadodi, that since the top porch is not yutfachim away higher than the bottom porch, so since it's a very easy tashmish, that all they have to do is just lower it down over to the bottom porch, and it's less than yutzvachim away, that's called it has a very easy tashmish to the bottom porch. That's why the top people ask around the bottom people to use it. It's as if two different chatserim, two different mishriyas have right to use the same mokim, that the answer is zel zeh. But the chiddush is, el afilu osel el yoyna. Even though you made the tikkun for the people living on the top porch, and you did not make this tikkun for the people living in the bottom porch. So now, I would think, for the people living on the top porch, it's very easy. All they have to do is just lower down their bucket through the hole and schlep up the water. So for them to use this mamash kepesach, it's very easy. The people living on the bottom porch, it's not so easy. They have to throw their bucket up to the top porch and then lower it down. See, even though they're not yutfachim, they're not lower, they're not less yutfachim below the top one, but since it's harder for them to use it, is leis velezeshet hashmishu benachas, I would think automatically, we give it to the Bnei Aliyah, for the people living on the top porch, for since by them it's so much easier to use it, kamash mulon. Still the chiddush is no, kamash mulon, we don't say this svara, that what? Kivan the begoya sora kaiminon asrin adodi. Since lemaisa the bottom porch is not 10 tefachim away from the top porch, they taka asa zel zeh. It's as if both rishuyas have a right to use it, and they taka asa zel zeh, one does not ask around the other one. But our koponim, there's no riot to Rav and Shmuel. We're not talking about now a case that zeb is shulshul, the zeb is rika. We're talking about since they're not yutfachim away one from the other, it's called both of them have an equal, easy use to use it, like a Pesach. That's why since both these Rishuyas have the right to use it, they yasa zeal zeh. So Rashi says here that the word is, let's see, the second line of Rashi and the big lines here, in the middle big lines, kivon dekaimo begoya sora dadodi, shen el yoyno gevoya mitachtoina sora. The top one is not 10 tefachim higher than the bottom one. Now, v'yaf agav diakat l'zeh b'kosher, l'zeh b'nacha, still, it's easier for the top one to use it than the bottom one. Sheyesh miksa zrikim ha-shulshul. For the bottom one to use it, they have to make a little zrika and a shulshul, then lowering it down. V'yom ha-shmul yel, and Shmuel said before, t'chol tashmishu nachas l'zeh mizeh, nois nois l'nachas. I, Shmuel, said when it's easier for one, we give it to that one to use it. Let tiksha. Still, I don't have a kasher on him. The time of the hocha here, the reason is, lav mishum tashmish. It's not a svara that they have equal usage here. That's not the svara why it's usher. Now, there's a new svara here. Ela mishum dechivon debegoya sora da dodi kaimin, since they're within 10 tfachim away, one from the other, ein rishush lishis lezu beloy zu. There can't be any rishush one without the other. Even for one it's very easy to use it, and for the other one it's hard to use it. So Drashi, the svar is, Shein chilek rishuyas b'neim. There's no chilek between them since they're not yutzfachim away. That's the svar. V'chi amrina, when do we say this whole sugi we're having here now, that rishush shlishis ha'smucha l'shtayim, l'zeh b'nachal, l'zeh b'kosher, When do we say when we have an in-between, like a tail, an in-between mountain, in-between two rishuyis, to be given to one, not the other one, that hani mili hecha the beis rishuyis chalukis, when the two rishuyis are separated, begoy vayud, their yud tfochem away, begoyin chotz of aliyah, begoyin beis chatzer sam of dolis yud, begoy vakaki yosun, oy mechitza sar benayin, oy chiritza sarah. Only when there's a separation of 10 tfachim in between do we call the two different rishuyas to say one is shel and not the other one. But here that both rishuyas are next to one another, they're not yud tfachim away, we do not, you can't make any chaluki rishuyas. Even though it's easier for one and harder for the other one to use it, but since these two porches are less than 10 tfachim away, automatically both have the right to use it, and therefore they ask as they are there if they did not make an Eruvah Chatzeres together before Shabbos. So the Gemara now arrived for this. So the Gemara, Kihod the Yom Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. This is the same way Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel said over this halacha. So what? He said over halacha, you should know, Gag has some of the Rishus Rabin. If you have a Gag, you have a roof that's near the Rishus Rabin. Let's say on top of your porch, on top of your garage, you have a roof that's near the Rishus Rabin, which is usually 10 tefachim high. There is in front of your garage where Shus Rabin walks, and your garage is 10 tefachim high. Now, from this garage, on top of the gag, people walk up to their aliyah, to their attic, to their second story. They have a ladder from the gag onto the aliyah. The halacha is now, if the people on the attic, on the upstairs, want to be able to carry from their chot, from their house, onto this gag, they have to tzorach sulam kavua. They have to have a sulam, a permanent ladder, on the gag going up to their apartment. Latiroi. Then we say this gag, like, is more miyuchid for the people living on the attic, and they have the right to use it, not the people in the Rishus Rabin. Now, the diki is sulam kavuin, only if there's a permanent ladder on the gag going up to their attic. Sulam arai loy. If you only have a temporary ladder that you can take away, that's not matter them to carry from their house onto the roof. Since we say the Rishus Rabin also has a right to use this roof, is the chura my time? What's the svara? Lav mishum techivon the b'teicha svara lahadodi kaimi asri hadodi. Since it's within yutfachim one from the other, they taka asa ze al ze. So Rashi explains my time is a trashi hagag ze ainu latashus of neighbor Rishus Rabin klal. The chur the Rishus Rabin have no right to klal to use this gag. And the stam gag is yut fochim hoy. So usually something yut fochim hoy the Bnei Rishus Rabin don't use. So why do we say that without a sulam kavu, if there's not a permanent ladder, the people living in the attic are not allowed to use this gag? Why not? Because Rishus Rabin walked through on front of it. So what? But since it's yut fochim, it's 10 tfachim off the ground, the gag, the chur it's not aimed for Bnei Rishus Rabin to use it. So why do we say no? If there's only a temporary ladder there, the Bnei Rishus Rab make it also for the Bnei Chotzer, for the Bnei Aliyah to use it. So the Gemara Rashi says, Lav Mishum, the Churud Abahochi Yaskinu we're talking about, the balcony here is not 10 tefachim away from Rishus Rabin. Omimena Oilim Lagag. Now, from the balcony, that's the way you go up the top of the Gag. Opochus Miasaru Hulo. It's the gag now is less than 10 tefachim away from the mrafeses. Alma, afagav the mrafeses kepesach. Even though for the mrafeses to use this gag, it's less than 10 tefachim away, it's mamish kepesach. It's mamish very easy. Well, if nei rishus rabin, ain't a royu. But if nei rishus rabin to use it, it's not so. Yezok Rashi Yavah, kivun the mrafeses, for rishus rabin begoyasar adadodi, since the Mrafesis is not 10 tefachim higher than the Rishus Rabim, it's only, let's say, half that, it's only 5 tefachim higher than the Rishus Rabim, is Asri Adodi. Still, the Rishus Rabim Asr on the Bnei Mrafesis from using this gag. Dila Afochim, not for this Svarim, Taima Maininu, what's the Svarim that the Bnei Rishus Rabim Asr on the Bnei Mrafesis from using this gag, this roof? We're talking about the Mrafesis does have like mechitzas coming up lamalo, or pischa biyud amos rishus rabim. It has a yud amos high mechitzas, and or the pesach, or it has mechitzas coming up, and the pesach is only yud amos. Dilav Gefef is not from Mechitzis, see, Saviv, Kivan Logivia Sara Carmelisi. If it wouldn't be for the Mechitzis, it would have a Shem Carmelis, the top of the balcony. But Sulam Lamahani Lo, the Kometatli Mechamelis, Lushusa Yochid. So talking about that on top of the balcony, the one Mechitzis coming up, that makes its own Lushusa Yochid. But since the balcony is not Yud Tvachim higher than the Bnei Rishusa Rabim, so since they're both within 10 tvachim, that's this svar that they ask the Zelzeh. So it's a rai, even though it's easier for the Bnei Rafesis to use it, because for them it's less than 10 tvachim high, the Gag. And for the Bnei Rishus Rabim, the Gag is 10 tvachim higher. So it's hard for them to use it. Still, they ask the Zelzeh. Since they're both within the same 10 amas, they're not, the Bnei Rafesis is not 10 amas higher than the Rishus Rabim. So you see a rai to this svar. And to the Gemara, no, maybe there's no raya. Maskiv lo Rav Popo, v'dilmo ki sherabim mechasfim olov bekumto v'sudra. We're talking about, no, maybe the mechit, the gag now taka is 10 tfachim higher than the Rishus Rabim. And the B'nai Rafeses also is 10 tfachim higher than the Rishus Rabim. So the question is, why does the B'nai Rishus Rabim ask on the B'nai Rafeses if there's no sulam kavua? L'chura, for them it's kepesach, and for the Bnei Rishus Rabim it's bezrikon. They have to throw up yutvachim. The Teretziz, we're talking about the kumta, the sudri, is talking about taking off their hats. I mean, somebody's walking through the Rishus Rabim, and he gets tired, he wants to rest a little bit. So the mal, you take off your hat, and you put it down. Now, 10 tvachim high, that's around 40 inches. Now, most people are more than 40 inches tall. Therefore, when they want to take off their hat, it's very easy. All you do is just take off your hat and put it on this wall, on this gag. Therefore, it's mamish called kepesach for the Bnei Rishus Rabim also. That's why the Bnei Rishus Rabim would answer on the Bnei of Rafesis. Yeah, like Rashi says, Bekumto v'sudra, sheregilim losis olav b'choyol, koivin umafuris. They put in the middle of the weekday, when you walk through the Rishus Rabim, you put down your hat or your top coat on this gag, on this roof. V'tashmish noichet, it's very easy for them to use it. For hogan who? Lehem, lemasui kal kazef, is something very easy like a hat. Viafo pi shayna roi lehem lekitif, masui kovet, true. If they're carrying a heavy bundle on their back, they would not put it down on something yutfachim hoin. That's like we have all over, kade amr b'yitzir sashabis. Tisha chozi lekatif, if you have a hill, a mountain that's 9 tfachim high, then it's roi for the Bnei Rishus Rabim to use it. Avo yud, but once you have this tail, yutfachim high, loi. So you see something Yutzfachamai, the Bnei Rishus Rabim do not use it. Is Han, immediately when is that Lamasli, carrying a bundle, covered, something heavy. O Mio Mashenka, Lakumta Vasudri here, Poshara hat. Chazi, Kishabnayoda Mayefim, when people are tired, Pimaisacham in the summer months. Noitlin Kovayim, they take off their hat, Vasudri in their jacket, Rashayim, Ad Sheyafuach, and Haruach, till they cool off a little bit. Hilkach Asri Alayu. Therefore, the Bnei Rishus Rabim Asrim, since they have easy use of this gag, it's called Mamish Kepesach. V'yafilu loy kaimam rafesis b'goyud. Maybe the top balcony is taken not in the same 10 tfachim span as the Rishus Rabim. It could be the rafesis is taken 10 tfachim higher than Rishus Rabim. It's not doimu to a normal case, one has an easy use, and one has 10 high, that's bezrikum. Usually in a chot, you don't lift up your poshita hat there. You want to lift up heavy kalim. And then we say the svara that something is 10 tfachim high, you don't lift up something covered. Mashenkin only here the Rishus Rabim to take off the hats to put on top of the wall. That's an easy tashmish. That's noyach loy. Therefore, it's called both of them have an easier tashmish, like they're both kepesach domi. Therefore, here the Bnei Rishus Rabim would answer this gag on the Bnei Rafesis, if not for the svara that the Bnei Rafesis have a sulam kavua there. They have a permanent lattice. So then we see as if this gag belongs to them, so it's their Rishus and not the Rishus Rabim's. But Kozman is not a permanent ladder, since the Rishus Rabim uses this roof very easily, we consider there also has an easy use here. So both the Bonafestis and the Rishus Rabim have an easy way to use it. They answer Zelzeh. But Kozman, there wouldn't be any riot to the sphere we said before, that if two Rishus are within Yutfachim away, they answer Zelzeh. Could be the end of the Emes Lamaisat Sphere and Emes Tigasphorum. So you don't have a riot from here. Yeah. Right. Omrav Yudah Mashmuel.
Bor shebein shtei chatzeros is muflogis mekoisel ze arba, mekoisel ze arba, ze moisi ziz kolshu, umamala, ze moisi ziz kolshu, umamala. I can't believe this. We'll stop here. We'll see this in the next fake. We'll see this.